Hi, I'm producer Jacob. You know, we like to have fun here on Busted Pencils, but one thing that's never fun is spreading misinformation. The following episode deals with the very sensitive topic of religion, and it's important to us at Busted Pencils to make sure that we get our facts straight. At one point in the show, you'll hear Dr. Tim Slecker say something to me that I affirmed and repeated without doing the proper research. And for that, I am truly sorry. During the show, Tim said that the 11th day of Christmas was the Lord's a-leaping part of the 12 days of Christmas. The sad truth is, that's actually the 10th day of Christmas. The correct lyric is 11 pipers piping, even though 11 lords a-leaping sounds much better and should be how the song goes. It's the sincere hope of myself and the rest of the Busted Pencils team that you can still enjoy the episode despite that mistake.
Bust Pencils. Yeah. Grab those pencils and bust them.
12 shows of Christmas. You don't want to miss this. Johnny Luke Connection. Tim Slaker. But go to Jacob. Sit your ass down and learn.
Oh, well, I certainly am doing that, Jacob, on 12 days of Busted Pencils Christmas. What day are we on, Jacob?
Tim, this is so exciting. It's the 11th show of Christmas. There's only one more Christmas show to go.
11th show. All right. 11 Lords of Leaping?
Yes. Tim, you got it. We are the Lords of Leaping.
Well, we're two Lords of Leaping today, you know, kind of coming into this.
The third Lord leapt out of the show for the episode.
Well, you know, I guess we shouldn't call him a leper, though.
That's very true. That's very true. Yeah, the song would be slightly different if there were 11 lepers leaping.
11 lepers leaping. Yeah. Oh, wow. So, I mean, it's another homeroom as we're, you know, coming into the holiday. Well, you know, let's call it what's coming. It's Christmas. Christmas is almost here. And, you know, thinking about those conversations you might have had in homeroom and different things like that, I thought, Jacob, a conversation maybe for, you know, the two of us. A little Christmas, I don't know if it's history as much as it's nostalgia, as much as it's, I don't know, fiction, but the nativity, Jacob.
Okay. All right.
I'm feeling nativity directed on this homeroom, because I actually, you know, look back on this and I'll say, you know, yeah, I grew up then as a very practicing Byzantine Catholic. Did, you know, people are like, what's that? It's the Catholic that a lot of Catholics go, that ain't Catholic. Okay, but
I'm interested to learn about this, Tim, because I always kind of thought that the Byzantine side was the Orthodox side of Christianity. So you're an interesting fella.
It's the Orthodox side, but it's the Orthodox people who said, but we still want to hang out with the Pope.
Fair enough. Now, you know, and okay. Now that the Pope's from Chicago, I'm right with you. I guess I'm Byzantine.
Yeah. So, well, good. But, you know, went all the time in growing up, historically, or I'd say culturally, you know, we always did a Christmas pageant type of the kids of the church. You know, we had to do the reenact the nativity scene on stage in front of all the adults, and they all like, oh my god, how cute are they, and you know and then it was always like, well, who's gonna play baby Jesus? And everybody's like, nobody plays baby Jesus. There's a doll that plays baby Jesus. But, you know, we had the shepherds kind of costumes, and and there was Mary, and there was Joseph, and then the wise men, and, you know, politically incorrect. And there was always, you know, the need to represent the diversity of the wise men. And that was done, yeah, politically incorrectly with all white kids. So point that, but, you know, I was thinking about that scene and how it was, and, you know, and then looking as I got older, then doing more and more kind of quote biblical historical studying and going, yeah, you know, maybe that scene itself might have been historically not so accurate because, well, you know, the timing and the time to literally travel to Egypt and all of those different things. And if the wise men did really come from all of these distinct other locations, the fact that there would have been a single gathering was probably a kind of composite construction of potentially what might have happened. I was, you know, thinking about that. And then in my little town, there was always a nativity scene that went up in, you know, the quote town square that you got, you know, lit up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, but I was reading the news today. The nativity scene has become political, Jacob. I don't know if you've seen these stories.
I have not. This is brand new news to me, Tim. I thought the war on Christmas was mainly about Starbucks cups not saying Christmas on them or something. So this is a much more complicated issue.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, you point out, I mean, Sean Hannity had a lot to say about it coming up because some churches, not townships, have nativity scenes. One in which, you know, there is the traditional nativity scene, Jesus in the crib laying, you know, Joseph and Mary looking over, wise men, you know, holy crap, bringing their, you know, frankincense, gold and myrrh. And, you know, never knew what frankincense was, but.
And he was on Saturday Night Live, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was. And also, though, in this nativity scene were ICE agents.
Oh,
that were
okay.
You know,
were they arresting Jesus?
They were arresting, you know, kind of. They were checking the IDs of all the people at the nativity scene.
Okay,
you know, and so that's one.
So so this is this. If I'm getting this correct, Tim, and you can correct me because you're my boss. But am I understanding this correctly, that this is sort of like an anti-ICE protest to say, yeah, you know, oh, they would card baby Jesus?
Well, Jacob, it's something for you to look at and ask questions about. Well, what yes. would ICE, what, why would ICE agents want to be at a gathering of the birth of the Savior?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people from different places that, you know, I mean, you got to check their IDs.
And you need to make sure they paid tariffs on that frankincense they brought across the border. That's foreign frankincense. And yeah. I think that's a 400% tariff.
Yeah. And you're not going to just be giving away frankincense. Okay.
Yeah.
You might gift part of it, but you're going to give us a little bit of cash so you can then gift it. Yeah. So that's one display that is, you know, making people a little bit upset in North Carolina, or making a lot of people go, hey, yeah, makes sense to me. Another one that has baby Jesus wrapped up in a foil blanket and being prepared to be taken to a detainment center, you know, because, yeah, he's probably an illegal immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
The protests and just thinking. So yes, Sean Hannity now. So this has revived the new war on Christmas. He's out screaming at these churches, Jacob, for putting out politically charged nativity scenes. And I was kind of going, is that the right place to make a political statement? Or is that sacrilegious, as some people are claiming, to be messing with the whole, you know, sanctity of the nativity scene? What are your thoughts, my friend?
Do we have to have a whole nother Reformation and series of 30-year wars over this? I feel that a long time ago, it became pretty clear that within the big umbrella of Christianity, there are many different ways to express your belief in that religion. You can be many different types of Christian within Christianity. To me, I would say this question should only be answered by members of these parishes and of these congregations. If you go to a more liberal church that interprets the Bible and the message of Jesus Christ as being something that is in conflict with ICE or in conflict with the president of the United States' agenda, then that should be perfectly fine at your church. And if you don't agree with it, you should either bring it up to your minister or your priest or whomever, express your views on that. And I think any good religious leader would be willing to hear you out and talk and have conversations about theology in that way. And if you're not comfortable and you're not listened to, perhaps you should find a different church. I don't think that that's the business of civil society, what goes on at these churches and how they choose to show their faith. This seems like a very clear instance of religious freedom, where it should be, it's confined to the church. It's their expression of their faith, and that seems fine to me. I don't see the case for getting worked up about it. Well, you know, you're free to have your views on it. You can say you don't like it, but if we're going to make it into a big attack on Jesus, I think you're really barking up the wrong tree over on Fox News. That seems wrong to me. And I don't know, is it not legitimate to say that a Christian person could have a problem with the way that the poorest and the meekest among us is being treated by Caesar? I don't think that's completely out of the realm of Christian possibility. There's many different ways to see it. That sounds fine to me. If I was going there, I don't know if I want to have this big ostentatious display of what we're thinking about things, but I do support other ways of showing your social concerns as a religious person. I think it's a matter of taste.
Okay.
What do you think, Tim?
Well, I just want to also point out that another display actually is the traditional nativity scene. Missing are baby Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and where they typically would be at the center of the nativity scene, there is a poster that says ICE was here.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's a thought-provoking art piece.
Well, I mean, yeah, you put that down there. And so I don't know. I mean, there was also this another kind of person that was just like, okay, here's how you thread both needles, if we're talking about that, because and he tried to do and this was a pastor and, you know, from a church saying, well, you know, we might not like the laws of, you know, people, or as you pointed out, Caesar or whatever it is, the state.
Yeah.
Okay. And following those laws isn't necessarily wrong, because those are the laws now. And so paying attention and following them isn't necessarily not living according to, as you point out here in Christmas, Jesus Christ and his message of freedom, forgiveness, welcome the stranger, forgive all sins, you know, because you can still speak about the fact that you disagree with Caesar's or the state's or the country's laws. And that's perfectly keeping with then the the new world view that the kingdom of God was something here to be experienced, and the only way to experience that is through these acts of forgiveness, welcoming the stranger, all of the things that these scenes are trying to say. Hey, look, if we're going to celebrate Christmas, let's try to remember that what the birth of Jesus meant was is that we were supposed to live differently. And so according to this pastor, well, we can follow laws and live differently at the same time. And so our living differently is pointing out that these things are wrong, but because we're living under Caesar's laws, we still have to follow them. I'm kind of like, yeah, I get it. I know, but that feels to me, it feels like that's kind of those going like, well, look, you can have it totally both ways, you know? And, I don't know about the scenes, how you set them up, but it's just something that has come up. And so, you know, is this the reality here? I mean, somebody also said, you know, hey, people are actually offended by some other nativity scenes that portray all of the people there not as white Europeans.
Yeah. It's interesting to me. Well, it's not interesting and it's not surprising because it's to be expected. But this is coming from the same people who say, you know, we should have absolute religious liberty. I should be able to express my religious views in any way that I want. But only me, though. So if you're a Christian who sees things differently than me, no, that's not cool. You should have to take down your nativity scene, which is, by the way, not a biblically mandated religious thing. It's a tradition of doing the nativity scene. But this is just a way some people choose to remember and honor this event. It's not, they're not blaspheming by doing this. I mean, certain Christian branches would say any depiction of Jesus is blasphemous, iconoclism. It is a theological debate. And I think people are open to express themselves however they would like. Thankfully, we live in a country where people do have the ability to express their views and their beliefs in the ways that they would like. And I think we can all get along very well if we just all give each other a little bit of space on these things.
Well, you know, and I said it is maybe a little bit longer homeroom than normal, but it is an education show. And I want to come back to what you just said, though, Jacob, where we started. You know, sorry, but your four canonical gospels, the nativity scene is really only kind of described in one of those gospels. And in fact, what historians, now I know historians are corrupt humans that don't understand the true literal word of the King James Bible, because you know that they all spoke King James English back then.
Yes, that is true. I actually saw a scientist burying fake dinosaur bones to trick me the other day.
But you know, Mark, which is considered the earliest and closest to the time from a historical perspective, there is no nativity in there. And so you say educationally, if we were looking to even that holy document as evidence for going, well, what should we be doing? You'd have a lot of confusion if you tried to use the four canonical gospels to drive what it is that a nativity scene would look like. Because I right now have Mark's nativity scene in my front yard. There is none. and I'm starting to come down to going, that's probably the safest nativity scene to go with. The Mark nativity scene, one that's not there. It's historically potentially the most accurate, too. Although
you're right.
I think, though, if I put up a kind of like, I was imagining my front yard with a sign that just says Mark's nativity scene here, and then there'd be nothing there, and wonder how many people would drive by and go, yeah, he must not have put out the scene yet.
Or if Sean Hannity would say you're blaspheming by depicting exactly from the Bible.
Yes. So anyways, we're coming into Christmas. However you see that, I mean, there is something going back to my memories of being a little kid and being part of the church Christmas pageant. It's a fond memory. And so I'll hold that as a fond memory and say that, you know, and then learning that potentially some of what we as children at the direction of adults did was also potentially questionable. I don't think that's bad either. You know, it's one of those things. So it's busted pencils. Being educated, I got no problem with that. So Jacob, Merry Christmas to you on this homeroom. And I can't wait though. I think on Amazon next year, I'm going to sell nativity scenes from the Gospel of Mark. And with that, now is time for your moment of zen. Voting is easy and marginally useful, but it is a poor substitute for democracy, which requires direct actions by concerned citizens.
Hey there, Pencil Busters. Thanks for listening to this Monday homeroom edition of Busted Pencils. Don't forget to check out Class in Session on Wednesday, Producer's Choice on Friday, and of course, you can always find us every Saturday across the Civic Media Network for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim, Johnny, and Jacob, and keep busting pencils.